The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Every single one of the imams, كلهم نور واحد, and all, they are all treading the same path, they're all leading in the same direction. The reason we see these differences in the way they led is not because the goal is different or the guidance comes from a different source or their take on the conditions is different. No, the take on the conditions isn't different. The conditions themselves are different. The condition of Imam al-Husayn, where he was in his leadership, and where Imam Zainul Abidin was as the next leader, were different. That difference causes a difference in conduct. Imam Zainul Abidin is not supposed to go and fight. What's important is, while we see these differences, and it's important to see them at times, and it's important to learn, in this condition, this is what is done. In that condition, that is what is done. And have a more detailed understanding and more clear understanding of the condition and the decision of the imam. While that is very important, sometimes it's more important to focus on the common factor. The common factor, the goals of the imams, shifting gears and moving towards the same objective. For instance, if we want to give the example of a hike, if you change leaders, let's say, one person is supposed to lead the group up to a certain point, then hand it over to another person, another guide, that other guide is going to take them to the next guide, and so on. They're all moving towards the peak. Each of those leaders is intending to lead the people they're leading towards the peak. But where they are on the mountain would cause them to go faster or slower depending on the slope they're on. What degree is it? The conditions of the people, how old or young are they? Can they do faster? Can they? What's their condition? Are they athletes? Are they people who are not really into this? The conditions of the environment, the slope, the ground, is it wet? Has it been raining? Is it rock? Is it mud? Are there bushes on the way? Is there thick forests on the way? All of these conditions, and those conditions, whenever they change, certain parts of it could be muddy, and it could be wet, and certain other parts could be dry, certain other parts could be rocks, certain other parts could be snow and ice. And each of these, there's different techniques, different methods used to get past them. But what the common denominator is, they're all leading the people in the same direction towards the same goal, the same peak. It's not like one is taking this group towards one peak, the other is taking them in the opposite direction, taking them down the mountain or taking them to another peak. No, they are helping each other and helping these people get to the peak. That's an example. The common factor is something we need to many times focus on. Why is it important to focus on the common factor? The importance is sometimes because of those differences, when we look at the imams, when we look at the way they behaved, when we see these differences, we lose sight of those common goals or the common elements, the common factors of their leadership. We lose sight of that. And when we lose sight of that and look at each of those different techniques or different methods, we misinterpret it such that we interpret a certain tactic, a certain strategy to be leading in a completely different direction. It's like watching these, again, the example of those who are leading a group towards the peak. In, I don't know if you've been to a mountain or not. There's many times when you're going up a slope, there's a zigzag movement. You go right and then you make a turn left, but you keep going up. It's like when you zoom in, you look at this group, when they're going right, you're like, oh, this guy's taking him in this direction. And then when they start taking a left to go up the same mountain, you look at them moving in a left direction, you're like, oh, this guy's taking them in the other one. For the first part, one person is taking them, like, oh, this guy's taking them in this direction. Then when the other part comes, they start going in that direction. You focus on like, oh, he's taking them in a different direction. No, they're not taking them in any different direction. They're both taking them in the same direction. It's just that the way the slope is, you have to go up this way. You got to go up zigzag. That's very important. And then when people focus on the lives of the Ahlul Bayt and interpret the events during the times of the Imams and the decisions they made, because they lose sight, or they deliberately, sometimes the enemies deliberately do this. Like, oh, zoom in, look, the imam is going, this imam is going this way. You have to go this way. And somebody needs to say, zoom out. No, it's the same path. They're not going that way, they're going up. This guy wasn't going this way, and that guy wasn't going that way. They're both going up. It's just because of the conditions of the terrain. The way to go is not to go up a straight line. You shouldn't go up a straight line. You should go up zigzag. That's the way you go up the mountain. Sometimes out of ignorance we do this, and sometimes the enemies of Islam do that. They present a certain part, a detail in the life of the imams. They present that, and they interpret it in this way. The direction of the imams is that way. No, that's not the direction. So a lot of times we've got to focus on this common direction or the common elements. Imam Zain al-Abidin, salamullah alayhi, was working towards establishing walayatullah on earth the same way that Imam al-Husayn was struggling to establish walayatullah on earth, the same way that Imam al-Mujtaba was working and struggling through that treaty to establish the authority and wilaya and governance of God on earth. Wilaya is not a privilege that, oh, Ali now can go around and say, oh, I have wilaya. And people come and kiss his hands and kiss his feet and say, we're beneath your feet. We're less than the soil. Ali ibn Abi Talib, when that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealed, Amirul Mu'mineen is now taking on the load of leading the ummah to establish God's rule on earth. And when the people reject, that load is not taken off, that load continues to weigh heavy on his shoulders. He's working towards establishing the law of Allah on earth. Imam al-Mujtaba, same. Imam al-Husayn, the same. Imam Zain al-Abidin.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Ali. غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.